Hey, it's Todd and Tyler. Thanks for listening to this podcast episode.
Our annual golf tournament is coming up on June 7th.
If you own or manage a business and would like to be involved and contribute to our preferred charity partners, JDRF, we have a way for you to do that.
There are plenty of sponsorship packages and whole sponsorships for you to partner with us.
Go to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fill out the I Want to Be a Sponsor form.
Soon after, you'll be contacted and you could be on your way to being part of the Todd and Tyler Golf Tournament. You'll be glad you did.
At TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Like Drew Lynch, you heard during the appetizer there. I used to be in heroin, no. My wife wanted to watch The Dirt. She hadn't seen it yet, so she likes The Crew, and so I watched it again with her, and I'd forgotten how many needle scenes are in that. So be careful, you know. There's about 10 needle scenes in that thing, it seems like it. Yeah, more than I remember from the first time around when I watched it. Yeah, there's a bunch of needle scenes. And right in the neck, too. One of them's in the neck. I forgot about that.
Second time around, did it come off a little more cheesy?
Well, I think it's a campy movie to begin with because it was a campy time.
Yeah.
So I don't think I liked it both times. It's a quick view. It's entertaining, but you'll enjoy this because we watched it on Netflix in the main room, in the living room. Usually I watch my Netflix in the bedroom. And it's a different clicker because it's more of a universal thing. So, you know, the movie starts out without giving anything away. There's a scene in Motley Crue's apartment where some girl has a fountain going on.
Yeah.
That's, with lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's boobs everywhere. It's a pretty hardcore scene. And we start to watch it, and that's right away. And Ryder comes walking down the stairs to get something. And I can't find the pause button. I cannot find the pause button. And I'm just looking. Becky's yelling at me. Ryder's still, what's wrong? I can see the stuff. It's, No, you can't. Yeah. I can't find a pause button. So I don't know what he saw, man.
Right.
There's a huge fountain goes off on that.
You're going to freak out the first time you see a chick doing that. And then you're going to learn to like it.
Right. Exactly. But unlike Drew Lynch, we do drink, and I'm not feeling 100% today. I'm not, it's the drunk flu. I got a little,
oh.
I woke up in the middle of the night, you know, I had a couple of sides of vodka and some beer yesterday, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and then, you know, the brain was racing. Couldn't fall back to sleep at least an hour, then fell back to sleep, so. I feel like a little hungover today. I don't like being hungover on Monday morning. I don't mind being hungover Friday morning or even Thursday morning.
No, Monday's the worst.
It is the worst.
Yeah.
I am technically probably a little hungover right now. And it's maybe, I think it was a combination of the whole weekend, but definitely I had a little bit of vodka and two or three beers last night.
But I drank surprisingly little for me.
Good for you.
Over the weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah, well.
I didn't drink much Saturday at all, but I'm thinking that's a problem. But if I don't drink much Saturday, I think Sunday's a free day. Like, all right, cool. I didn't drink much last night. Forgetting that I got to work on Monday morning.
I go see my...
Alcoholics. Everybody's listening to us, you frickin' alcoholics.
Yeah, my shrink Friday after the show, so...
Oh, so that... Mm-hmm. So she curtails your drinking, or she
well,
does?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to discuss with her.
Oh, do you think you're drinking too much?
Oh, yeah.
What'd she say?
Let's dream up a plan.
Okay.
Oh, she comes up, you know, it's the typical, let's come up with the pros and cons with about drinking as much as you do.
It's oh,
like,
God.
The pros of drinking as much as I do, there really aren't any.
No. It's to, I know exactly why both of us drink.
Yeah.
I know exactly why both of us drink.
Well, we kind of figured out that for me, because I'm
home. We're different, but you're right. So
I'm home. I don't really want, once I start drinking, I'm not going to drive anyone.
Right. Well, of course you're not.
That's my rule.
Yeah.
And when I'm home and there's nothing going on, I'm just going to sit here and read and watch TV. Well,
have a cocktail.
My vodka is kind of my security blanket.
That's right.
It's not necessary.
No.
That I swill it.
No.
I just like it there.
Right. So, what'd she think of that?
Well, she thought that was a good analogy.
Okay.
And thought, well, can you slow the pace down a little bit? Yeah, I suppose I could nurse a couple of cocktails for over a couple hours.
Right.
Yeah, well, let's try doing that.
Okay.
So, that's what I did.
Got it.
And I may even not drink tonight for the first time in God knows how long.
I'm definitely not drinking tonight.
All right. Well, I may have to call you. You might have to be my sponsor.
Hey, what are you doing? I don't think I'm a good sponsor.
Aim higher.
Yeah, anybody.
Aim higher.
Anybody's higher than because we were just commiserating and start drinking together.
Here's how that conversation goes. You call him up and go, "I'm thinking about drinking," and he goes, "Do it."
I can't
believe that's not a good sponsor.
He would actually call me. Yeah, I don't want to drink tonight. Don't. I'll be right over.
No, but the object isn't to quit drinking.
I know that.
Yeah.
Of course not. Oh, don't ever do that.
The object is to maybe
self-sanctify. I'm tired of hearing that.
Yeah. Take a couple.
Tired of hearing that.
Nights off a week.
All right. Yeah, but, that's the way. That start. I agree with the shrink on that one. Just start a couple days.
Oh yeah, I have no intention to quit entirely because you know my life hasn't spiraled out of control.
No. You can don't be one of those kind of people. I think you had a problem.
But
you got to quit. How bored will you be?
I feel you on that, Todd. I've kind of during the weeks. During the week, I've just kind of, I don't need to.
I'm with you too.
You know?
I'm pretty good about it usually. But,
and I do feel better.
I killed this week. That's the key.
I'm sure you do. You know, might help you drop a few pounds.
Yeah.
But Sunday is
might give
still
your liver a break.
I never think about the liver.
And
shut up, liver.
The liver aches have gone away.
Shut up, the liver. You're fine.
Maybe the face won't be so puffy after a period of time.
Well. We're still going to get up on not enough sleep.
That's it. That's for a lot of the puffiness.
The puffiness is that.
The puffiness comes from no sleep, you know.
Okay, I'll blame it on that.
All right. Sean Astin is going to phone the program today. What's he pimping, though?
Cause he's new show on Netflix that starts, I think, today called No Good Nick.
Okay. Who's in it?
Him and Melissa Joan Hart's in it as well.
Is he the star?
He's
one of the stars,
believe
obviously,
so.
Right?
One of the top line stars.
Right. Looking for something new to watch on Netflix.
You may know her as Clarissa.
You know a show that's coming out this June on Showtime? Kevin Bacon. Have you seen see that?
No.
Oh, Kevin Bacon and some brother. He plays a Boston
the
cop.
The Bacon brother?
No. Some black guy. He plays they both play cops, but Kevin Bacon's an old school Boston cop. And with the accent and everything. It starts in June.
City on a Hill.
Yeah. Okay. You'll see it during Billions a lot. So if you got Showtime, mark that down. And none of us watch Game of Thrones, so we're not going to blow any spoilers for you.
Because we didn't watch it.
No, and I know a lot of people watch that stuff, so good for you.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a couple, two, three seasons, and I just lost interest in the backswing. Because it's pretty hardcore to follow.
But apparently the thing to do now on social media is to proclaim that you don't watch it.
Yeah, that's too much, too. I don't want to give people...
I don't care.
Yeah. If you watch it, great.
Right.
You know, we've watched a lot of shows people don't watch, so I'm not going to be the poo-pooer because a lot of shows are good. And even Game of Thrones was good. I was gangster. It was good. It just took a lot of effort to really pay attention to a lot of episodes. And I thought, man, once you're behind, it's just daunting. And then I thought, I got stuck.
And it started to catch up.
Yeah, plus it's just a zillion catch. It's just tough. It's just tough. So.
I did watch the...
But if you like it, good.
Kevin Costner, Woody Harrelson, The Highwayman.
Oh, is that good?
The movie on Netflix. Yeah, I guess it's based on real life.
The two guys that found Bonnie and Clyde, right?
They were former Texas Rangers, and they were chasing after Bonnie and Clyde.
Right.
And, you might know how the Bonnie and Clyde story ends, but...
Spoiler alert.
I won't spoil it for
you. Spoiler alert.
Don't tell anybody.
The boat sinks.
Don't tell me that. Don't. I don't know how it ends.
The boat sinks.
Oh, don't know how the Bonnie and Clyde story ends?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay.
Of course I do. I saw the original movie, which was excellent.
Well, where is that car?
They used to travel
But it's in a museum now.
Yeah, it is a museum. Somebody told us it's a museum in Nevada somewhere.
Right.
And I remember being in some small town in Nevada, or maybe might even been Vegas.
No, I think you're right. It's on some small, you know, Nevada border town.
That is, yeah.
Whiskey Pete's Casino in Prim, Nevada.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right on the Nevada.
Shot up
California border.
Yep.
I read there was like 30,000 people at Bonnie's funeral, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember reading that.
I
talk about
I think
that
it was
movie.
A little less than that, but yeah. I think there were a ton of, you know, the six or five figures at both memorials. And that's the one thing I didn't know is what cult heroes, they were celebrated.
Mr. Skin's going to phone the program, too. Yeah, a little bit later on, Petey Mack will be here. We'll get off on the Masters boner when he shows up. Tiger won. I didn't see any of it because I was out. I'm sure it was a good I mean, it was a big deal for that for everybody that he won that.
Oh, I was in the couch.
Yeah, but I was out. I was busy all day, so I didn't see any of it. But which I didn't bother me actually too much.
It was a 5-hour round, yeah. And the person I think who was most pleased was probably Jane Pauley, because they bumped her show.
All the jumps,
and now she does one less show this year.
CBS Sunday morning, they didn't do it. They bumped it.
They started at...
They probably recorded it, though, Todd, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. All
they
that
had to
stuff.
Be, had to be done, because the reason they started the Masters early is because this weather's going to kick in, right?
So that means sometime in the future, she won't have to come in and record a show.
Oh, good idea.
Well, the Face the Nation chick probably got the day off, because I think they do that live.
They do that? They definitely do that live.
I forget who hosts that right after.
Her name is Margaret Brennan.
There you go.
Yeah, she got the day
she
off,
got
too.
The day off.
Little brunette chick. Get her.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not bad.
A handsome older woman.
Not mad. Oh, it's all maybe it's a different one. No, I'm thinking another chick. This chick's not an older woman.
Oh, no, I think Margaret Brennan's pretty attractive.
You said older woman. What do you mean by older?
Oh, you're
older than us?
40s.
Oh, no, then, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's older.
That's older.
Ladies hate us for that because we're older than they are. Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Mr. Skin, Sean Astin. Monday morning, you and us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.